He had a great year as a rookie. I mean, there's a lot of pressure, especially the city of Philadelphia. I've been a quarterback in the city, and it's the most passionate fan base in the world. That's a big reason why I want to come back. But I feel like he's handled it really well. And going into year two, there's always a big jump because you've gone through it, you understand that, and now you're really just trying to capitalize and take it to that next level. And he's been doing that in and out every single day. It's fun to be a part of the process. We have a great quarterback room with Carson, Matt, and I, and the coaches, so it's been fun going to work every day with them.
Is this the same style you had before?
That is a great question, and I honestly, it might have been at one time. I know I was over here by this door. I feel like maybe I was here at one point. I know I've never had that locker because the outlet, and I'm sort of glad because the outlet is right there. But I've been in this general area. But the lockers have definitely changed. I'm used to Kels being over here and jamming music like crazy. And now it's more like positions, but it's cool. It's cool.
The 27-2, that's always going to be whenever anyone mentions Nick Foles.
For sure.
What do you make of that now, a few years down the road?
When I look back at that, I don't think about the actual stat as most people do because I was actually involved in it. I think about the team, what we accomplished that year, how it didn't start out great, but how guys sort of stuck together and we sort of turned it on that Oakland game. And it was an amazing game. It's happened very few times in NFL history. It won't happen much more probably just because it's that crazy of a game. And then just the rest of the year. So I never think of the stat. I think of the team and the players. And from that point on, that's something that everyone will think back at. And that's not a bad thing. That was a great feat that our team did. And obviously I couldn't have done that with my receivers doing things, offense, but that's why I go automatically to the team's success. But, yeah, that'll always be a really special year and something that will always be brought up. And I'm not afraid to, you know, give my team the credit for that.
Did it set up an unrealistic expectation for you?
No, not really. I mean, I've always held myself to high standards. Did I live up to it the next year? No. But at the same time, I felt like as a team, I mean, in the first six games or eight games, we had four comeback wins. And it was a different DNA to that year. But we were figuring out ways to win. I had thrown more interceptions. But at the same time, I was fighting back, fighting through adversity. And I learned a lot. And then I learned a lot going to St. Louis, to KC, and back here. And it'll be valuable throughout the rest of my life, on and off the field. So it's been crazy, but it's really special every time I get to walk back in this facility, realizing that there's not many players that get an opportunity to go back to a place they love playing. So
it's not often that a quarterback has that kind of year, is the start of the following year and then gets hurt.
Yeah.
And then gets traded. Like, what did you think of that?
I didn't expect it for sure. I'll never forget the moment I was traded. I was in the best shape of my life, just ready to roll. You're ready to come back off an injury. Had great talks with my teammates, and it sort of blindsided me. But at the same time, I always looked at things like that hey, this is for my good that this is happening. Though in the moment, you're not feeling that way really. I'll look back and say, you know what? I learned more going through that in my life with my wife and moving and doing that than I would have doing anything else. So that's how I look at things. Y'all know that.
Did it blindside you from the standpoint, like, I'm a starting quarterback of this team? Did it blindside you because Chip had, I don't know, had your back or something like that? I mean,
I knew that I had to go in that next year and really prove and who I am and stay durable. But I was excited about that opportunity. I was excited about another year in the system. And I think just the whole situation at that moment was unexpected. But at the same time, that's part of the business of the game that you can't account for. And you just have to adapt to it. And it goes back to really being grateful for every opportunity, whatever team you're with. And at that moment, the only thing I thought about was how much I was going to miss the city and how much I was going to miss the team, my teammates. It had nothing to do with like me going on the field as a quarterback, just being in that locker room that I was drafted into and having to go start over. That's what hurt at the beginning. But then, you know, I went to St. Louis, made great relationships, and went through everything there. So
how'd you find out? Who called you?
Chip called me and told me everything, and we had a conversation about it. And, I'm glad he called just to let me know. That said a lot about him making the call and not someone else. So.